Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Jaime Cantu. I am currently doctoral or PhD student at Texas Tech University. Now, today we're going to be taking a look at quantifying NEP generation in cotton processing. This project is supported by TDA, Texas Department of Agriculture, Food and Fiber Research. Quick background so we're all on the same page here. We're going to cover background, objective, the impacts of mechanical handling on NEPs, and other fiber properties that we observed. We're going to end with conclusions and have a quick question and answer section. Now, mechanical processing is an important part of the cotton production cycle. So there are some intended and unintended effects of mechanical processing. Now, the desired effects are trash removal, net removal, short fiber removal, fiber straightening, and paralyzation. Now, we also have these unintended and undesired effects of mechanical processing, mechanical handling. We have fiber fatigue, fiber damage, net formation. So today we're going to look at how mechanical processing affects net formation and fiber damage or breakage. Now, NEPs are defined according to ASTM as one or more fibers occurring in a tangled and unorganized mass. Now, fiber breakage occurs during cotton processing during the increasing cleaning intensity, which in turn increases fiber damage. As far as mechanical processing, it's a combination of NEPs generation and NEPs removal. So it's also a combination of impurity reduction and fiber damage. So currently, NEPs are seen as a contaminant, and they're tried to remove as you would remove other contaminants, according to cleaning, like you might remove trash. Now, what we're interested in is shifting the paradigm to show that NEPs are a quality defect. And what we're hoping is we can then focus on controlling and minimizing NEP formation all along the production, harvesting, and processing chain. So we also want to focus on the interaction of NEPs and fiber breakage as well. So our objective is to quantify NEP creation potential, determine its influencing factors and sources of variability, which will then give us a potential for NEP prevention and the potential for reducing fiber damage. So we went ahead and customized an SDL opener blender. And you can see the picture on the left. It is a pin needle opener roller that we used. The picture in the middle is the modified SDL blender we used. And on the right, what we did to modify it is the SDL blender. It's a combination of opening and waste removal. So we modified the plate so that the centrifugal force that's used to remove the waste doesn't happen. We did have some waste removal, but it averaged less than 2%, so we're hoping it's essentially dust. We used a 40 cotton bale sampled and mechanically processed with replications. So the samples came from bales that were saw ginned with a 0, 1, 2, and 3 length cleaners. The samples were processed through the SDL opener, and we had 0 to 5 passages, which represent the increasing mechanical processing. So a 0 passage is just the raw cotton. We didn't put it through the blender. And a 1 passage is we put it through the blender once, and 5 passages means we put it through the blender 5 times. And what this is representing is successive mechanical processing or increasing mechanical processing. We then tested the samples on APHIS. We had 3 replications with 3,000 fibers each. Now, there's general agreement that the majority of NEPs are formed due to mechanical processing and mechanical handling. Now, to examine how NEPs increase with mechanical handling, as I mentioned earlier, we used the modified SDL blender. From there, we used the data obtained from the APHIS to characterize NEP generation behavior with mechanical handling. So, to show this, we graphed the NEPs per gram data obtained with the APHIS, and we graphed it versus increasing intensity, which would be our successive passages. So upon analysis of the data, we saw several trends. So here's our first trend, our second trend, and all 3 trends together. And our last was the third trend. Now the first trend, as we can see, it had the lowest on average NEPs per gram, and it appears to be linear. Now, we had a second trend we observed very often as well. And the first several passages appears to be increased, the rate of increase appears to be that rather large. But then we see as we get to 3, 4, and 5 successive passages, it tends to plateau or level off. Now for the last trend, we had a flat trend, which we didn't see any type of fit. Everything appeared to be pretty much a straight line or no trend. In other words, it's a flat trend. But the one thing that's also of interest is this also had the highest NEPs per gram average. So if we put them all together, what we see here is our first trend, our linear trend, had the lowest, in general, had the lowest NEPs per gram average. And it was also the cottons that corresponded to the lower cleaning intensities, such as the zero link cleaners and the one link cleaners, which represents minimum mechanical handling. And then with trend two, there was an overlap with trend one, but trend two did on average have higher NEPs per gram and tended to consist of one and two link cleaners. Now our last trend, the one that had the highest NEPs per gram, what we noticed is that was exclusively three link cleanings, which we believe represents the most severe mechanical processing or most severe mechanical damage. Now, upon noticing this, we also saw how mechanical handling affected other properties, or other properties. In this case, we're going to look at some link parameters. So just to summarize the mechanical handling on NEPs, we isolated NEP generation using the customized opener. It allows us to measure NEP potential. And we believe the link cleaners tell the damage history of the cotton fibers. And the rate of increase in NEPs is related to the damage history of the fiber. So more mechanical handling, more mechanical damage, the rate of more NEPs per gram. Quick summary. Once again, we had a linear trend, nonlinear trend, and a flat trend. Now, so far as how the impact of mechanical handling on other fiber properties, we found something interesting in the length parameters. And here we have a box plot of upper half mean length versus our trend categories, which I mentioned earlier. We have a linear, nonlinear, and a flat. Now, what's of interest here is on the linear and nonlinear, the range appears to be close, but if you look at the median, there is a definite ranking there. We had our linear category had the highest median, and then our nonlinear category had the second highest median, and then our flat category had the lowest median. And we saw this as well in uniformity. So here the range for linear and nonlinear is different for the most part. And once again, we see the similar ranking where we have the median of our linear category is the highest, and then the median of our nonlinear category is the second highest. And lastly, we have our flat category, the median of our flat category, which is last. But what struck us as interesting is if we look at the median of the maturity ratio, it's essentially the same. The maturity of our linear category is 0.89, with the maturity of our nonlinear category being 0.895. So what, of course, and then we had our flat category, which the maturity tended to be rather low. But what's of interest here is in the linear and nonlinear category, the maturity ratio is essentially the same, but all that differed was the amount of mechanical processing or mechanical damage. So with the linear category tending to be our lower zero link cleaner, one link cleaner, and our nonlinear category being consisting of one link cleaner and two link cleanings of the cotton. So what we believe is happening, or what our initial model looks like, is we have three phases here. Okay. We have a phase one, a phase two, and a phase three. So in phase one, it tends to be rather linear. So you have a rate of increase, and then in phase two, you have an increase and then a tapering off or a plateau. And then in phase three, you've already plateaued. Now these two lines represent the level of maturity. So for our upper line here represents a cotton with a lower maturity. As we can see, it has the same plateau as a cotton with a lower maturity, but it gets there much earlier. So it hits the So a cotton with a low maturity may hit its plateau in phase two, while a cotton with a high maturity takes much longer to reach its plateau. But they essentially get there at one point or another. So here we have a length parameter. We believe, length parameters are related to NEP generation. Short fiber content and NEPs are related due to both being caused by mechanical handling. Maturity appears to be an important factor in NEP generation and fiber breakage, with immature fibers being more prone to NEP generation and fiber damage. Now, we saw this trend here once again with the upper percentiles parameters. We had an increase, or in this case, a decrease and a tapering off. A decrease and a tapering off. We also saw this in the short fiber content as well. Here we have an increase and a tapering off, and for the most part, a linear trend. Now, what's of interest here is with these two cottons, the biggest difference is maturity. The low maturity cotton has a linear, is cotton 3395, had a low maturity and had a linear fit. Now, cotton 3355 had a higher maturity, and you see here a rate of increase of short fiber content through successive mechanical passages, but an eventual plateau or tapering off. So we believe this model will fit. We believe this can be a general model for NEP creation and fiber breakage versus mechanical processing due to the level of maturity for the cotton. So to conclude, similar pattern for NEP generation and fiber breakage. Phase one is linear and composed of fiber that has undergone minimum fiber fatigue, while phase two appears to be nonlinear with the rate of increase and tapering off and has fiber that has composed of some fiber damage, and phase three is flat and is composed of fiber that has a history of severe fiber damage or severe mechanical handling. So maturity ratio appears to be an important property in determining the rate at which the maximum NEPS per gram or fiber breakage is reached. This project is supported by the Food and Fiber Research, Texas Department of Agriculture. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Have you looked at it with different trash relationships based on the load to see your increase in NEPs by increasing the relationship of taking the trash out to meet the load standards or an increase in pricing?
No, sir. When we modified that opener does several things, and that opener opens the cotton and it also removes trash. So when we modified that opener, we took the trash removal aspect out. And the reason we did that is we thought maybe we're losing NEPs when the SDL opener is using its centrifugal force, that maybe some NEPs were flying out. So we got rid of the trash removal aspect. So all the trash is in our samples. So it tends to be really high trash content, which, as we said, we didn't look at that aspect. Does that answer your question?
I believe the question was mainly about the lint cleaner at the gym.
Well, when you're looking at it and you're taking the trash removal out for the increase based on the load, you don't look at that aspect. Either the generators or the fiber processing guys in the plant still have to look at that as far as grade relationship.
Okay. The issue is with the mechanical processing on top of this at the spinning mill, is that trash usually spinners can deal with, can remove it pretty effectively. NEPs is another story. NEPs are much more problematic. So we look at those same cottons through spinning, put them through spinning preparation, and I presented this at the bed plant last year. When you look at trash after going through cleaning and carving, you see no difference between the 0, 2, or the cleaner. basically the lint cleaner has no effect of the trash in the card slide. But you still see the difference of the ranking in NEPs and the number of NEPs.
Sam, but you have to take the trash out and you have to add different lint cleaners. You have to do that regardless of your structure.
Yes, I mean, if your standard is the lone chart, yes, you have to do that. If that's your objective, is to get the cotton to the lone value you want, that's what you have to do. If you want it to be, if you want the cotton to be better for the spinner, that's not a good thing. So those are two different standards.
To optimize the spinner, you need to do as much of the cleaning as you can. There's a pain in the as you can in the mill. I did get the unfortunately, the jetter and the grower don't get paid on that basis. They get paid on the basis of how much trash they can remove. The minimum price of the sugar.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be the size of the paper because there should be that. But if you look at the little, then you take off and it says some order you need. You start out with a higher age configuration and it goes into the better. Okay, and then above it, nearly exhausted all the hydraulic application.
Yeah. Oh, the I got you. Not just the generation potential, but the actual size of the NEPs.
The actual size of the NEPs in a case like that, and that could be, especially when you have them on the whole, that would be a very important thing to do.
Yes, with the NEP size, we're running into measurement problems because that, the APHIS, because all this is based on the APHIS, counts NEPs pretty well, but the size, my experience with working with science data, it's not as good. You have that problem with it's a measurement issue.
The people saw the other things that you have some of the gaps.
Yes.
Made some of the same. Have you had any experience comparing with the old Nepetometer? The SPA device, it was basically a this design card purpose to make a lot of NEPs.
No, actually, I've never heard of that. I mean, on all the cotton classes I've taken, you know, we've looked at the Suter Web and we've looked at APHIS and HVI and how people or the classer, the person did it themselves, but I've never actually seen that instrument or come across it. Okay, that's kind of interesting. Any other questions? Yes. One of the things we found interesting was when we looked at maturity, it was a clear-cut case for short fibers. As you mentioned, you know, if you have a low maturity, you're going to have plenty of short fibers. But when we looked at the upper percentiles, whether a fiber fell from the upper percentiles, 2.5 or 5%, maturity was related, but it wasn't a clear cut case. And it may be one of the things I had thought about was, well, a more mature fiber tends to be longer, but a long fiber may also be more likely to break. And that may be from the slenderness. And so that's definitely something I'm going to have to look at. But like I said, the main concern was NEPS. And this is just one of the other things we noticed. And so I'm looking more into it. I personally hadn't gotten that far looking at whether I understand when you process it, et cetera, and then see whether the NEP holds the dye or not. I have. Have you?
Yeah, that's so far that's not part of Jaime's research, but it may be one of the future perspectives. We're going to move on. Thank you, Jaime.